A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Exposed her bare nipple to the guests, but I'm still trying to give her positive feedback.
I could listen to Aisha talk.
Me too.
All day.
Magda has exposed her bare nipple to the guests.
Can you believe doing what the guests want? I can't imagine.
It's just kind of, it's like right here. It's right in the Magda has exposed her bare nipple to the guests. It's like, it's just a little high, and it's kind of, it's a little bit back there in the throat.
It's a little bit kind of, not, it's different, but
it's a little hooty.
Somewhat like Mohammed from 90 Day, where if she said anything, she wouldn't, it doesn't sound like she's upset.
No, it's true. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm making fun of the way she talks. I adore her.
Oh, I adore her
on her season. I love her.
I shouldn't compare her to Mohammed.
No, you should not.
Shitty.
Magda has exposed her bare nipple to the guests.
It still sounds like a good time.
But I just
y'all, this
it.
Is Badoo.
It's Badoo. I just like, but I'm still trying to give her lots of positive feedback.
Season 1, episode 6. I don't remember what this is called.
It is called Tipping Point.
Tipping Point. We love just the tip.
Not Tipping Point, Nipping Point.
And that's what it should be called, Nipping Point. Thank you. Bravo. Missed opportunity. Missed.
Bravo, you can hire me.
They actually won't. TLC. You talk too much shit about Andy Cohen.
That's true. I'll never.
I could maybe get in, but you have ruined that. For me, too,
I will
probably.
Never be on Watch What Happens Live. Never.
Because I'll have to do it alone.
Good luck with that. We're at your house because I don't have power.
Poodle's uncomfortable. He has not had power all day. It's not a heat wave per se in Los Angeles anymore, but it is hot.
It's too hot to be inside without power.
Without some type of air conditioning.
Or a fan, but because the fans don't work.
Yeah, you don't have anything. Y'all, I put all the pillows on his side of the couch. I sat him in front of the AC. I put my fucking fan in front of him. I got it. I have everything but a suction dildo on the couch up his ass to try to make this bitch comfortable.
I'm fine. I'm just not really there. My arm isn't comfortable.
You should make a chair called the Poodle Lounger, the most comfortable chair in the world, and people would buy it.
I'd have notes, I'm sure.
No, you should make it.
Yeah. I just want to say,
I think you would only be comfortable in outer space, like floating, like the space. You know how they say that's the most comfortable position for people that kind of, not fetal, but with your legs kind of up,
yeah,
and your arm kind of. I think even in outer space, we'd hear, whoop, whoop, and you go, this void of air hurts my back. Is it cold in here?
Weightlessness sucks.
I can't put my arm on anything out here.
I do need to have me in the perfect place.
It's a thing.
Anyway. Badoo, y'all, episode 6. We continue in a very good season,
I think. God.
Well, and this episode had everything. A Marilyn Monroe impression that even drag queens would say no.
No, it was pretty bad.
I don't know if you knew this. I did not know Meredith Monroe was a dancer in this style.
Apparently,
or she was a burlesque dancer.
Or she just was, y'all, this is I felt like this is real life Gypsy, and this is what actually happened to baby June when she grew up. Just dancing on a yacht on a table for money.
I think it was weird that she thought that Marilyn Monroe needed an extra eyebrow.
Well, she was trying to block out her own eyebrows.
Oh!
And she did a bad job of it. She wanted to make Marilyn Monroe eyebrows.
Wow.
You know, A for effort!
Where? And I just love it that it was, and maybe Magda's game all along was just to create some levity, which I appreciated.
No, I think what she did was very smart.
But she committed to it. But I just love how they decided that Marilyn Monroe was who she would be instead of a random ghost.
She always wanted to be Marilyn Monroe.
When Magda said, "I'll be Marilyn Monroe," and Aisha kind of went, "Okay."
Oh, God. Because we all have that, like, who was the person you danced as an inner kid, and you would say, "I have an idea. I need to be blah, blah, blah."
Isadora Duncan.
That's who yours would be?
No.
I don't know who that is.
The Dance of the Seven Veils.
Where?
Dance of the Seven Veils.
Oh, Isadora. Oh, I thought she died on...
I like you again, say, died. Isadora Duncan. Oh, yes.
That one. Don't know her.
No, I never had a dance that I felt like my body inhabited a dancer. What about you?
Oh, Reba from Why Haven't I Heard From You.
Oh, of course.
Sure. Yeah. I would just do the whole in the thing. That's where I would go to.
You know, I don't know if that's true. When I saw Flashdance, I kind of thought I was I was Jennifer Beals.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I think actually probably mine probably would actually, if I go back, probably would have been, you know what? If I go back to like that inner little gay kid of who I wanted to like dance around and be, it would have been Martika from Kids Incorporated. Yeah.
Fall down, what happened? Soldiers.
She's not doing shit now.
She's collecting Social Security.
We don't have timey, so be sure to watch my clock.
Okay. No, I'm just staring at the huge stain on
it's the heater. The heater. Like it. I was gonna paint
this
it.
This place is a dump.
I was gonna paint it. It's just 100 years old. Build it. But she's replacing it. So
okay, good. What a dump.
What a dump.
All right. Well, let's just get it. Do we need any announcements?
I don't think so yet. Our live show's coming. Tour dates will be announced. You can go to our Linktree link on our Instagram. And also, that's also where you can get links to go. You can see me at the Hollywood Improv on August 18th doing social media meltdowns. That's our friend Sean Pulaski, her show. There's a lot of really funny and very gay comics on that
show.
Yeah,
that's usually a Sean Pulaski bill.
Yeah, I think you're definitely, there's going to be lots of gay men in the audience.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
She'll just say, "Hello, boys," and they'll go, "Hi, Sean."
Yeah, literally in chorus, in unison. Like, that's the kind of show. So it's going to be her, y'all, it's going to be a sissy vibe type of show. Anyway. And then, yeah, we just did a collab with
Blighty Day Fiance.
Blighty Day Fiance. That episode's going to go up.
The first podcast to officially cover.
I think it already went out because Badoo already dropped this week. So it was out last week, last Friday. So be sure to listen to that. And
with Robin and Michelle from Blighty Day Fiance.
And if this is Badoo, that means Badoo's dropped on either Wednesday or Thursday. So it'll be this night that I'm going to be performing at the Improv. Where are we? We're in a different time zone.
I stopped listening. I still have Aisha's voice. Magda exposed her bare nipple to the guests. It's been playing on a loop for me. Her bare nipple to the guests.
They enjoyed it. I think that's
Jesus.
All we have. Anything on your end?
No. No, except for I'm still residually hot.
Actually, nothing on your end because we're still waiting for that monkeypox to kick in.
Yeah, it's going
to
kick in soon. So do you have anything more to say about the Marilyn Monroe's interpretive dance?
Well, I will say it was very, like I said, it shows it was smart to do in that They want those fucking tips.
Yeah.
And the guests seem bored at dinner. What they don't realize that these people are the just kind of, to me, bottom crawlers of society.
Yeah, this is some Euro trash garbage.
They're never going to be entertained.
Never.
They're always going to be bored. This is the emperor from fucking Gladiator.
Yes.
Who's just, I have nothing to do. Entertain me. They're going to sit all there and look on their phones, because the only time these people really feel entertained is when they're A, trolling someone.
Or seeing someone suffer. Yeah.
Or when someone is telling them how wonderful or how cute or how pretty they are.
They're empty inside and they serve no purpose in the world.
There you go.
I just need to say, though, I think Magda may make it through this season.
I think so, too. Well, I didn't think so.
And I think she has endeared herself the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
Even Toomey likes her, and Toomey's always having to pick up her slack.
And Toomey this chart's like, thank God she's with those people, because I don't want to wait on those people at all.
Because I hate them.
Yes.
And she was right.
She was right.
These people are pretty abominable.
Yes.
Besides Kareem or Karim that we're calling him,
because
or whatever.
Toomey is very big on manners. We saw how she was reading Ryan for filth at dinner.
He needs to go to finishing school.
Yeah.
Ryan continues to be one of the worst chefs we've had who hasn't really proved his talent.
I still say, what I said a couple of, I think his food is basic.
I wonder what he would do if he could really, if he actually put a lot of effort into it.
I think that's it. I don't think he really,
he's a chopped reject. That's what he feels
this
like.
This is one of my tea bags, but it's when Toomey says, you know.
Not chopped. I'm sorry. Top chef.
He's upset about his father. Y'all, my father died this year. That doesn't give me the right to treat everyone like an asshole.
That's true.
I'm sorry, but I feel like people say, well, they're in pain right now. No, I was in pain a lot this year. I didn't, but that doesn't, why does that give me just carte blanche to just fucking treat people like shit?
I think you can have empathy for it, but not accept excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the key there. I also realize, this is one of my tea bags, is that I don't know if they meant to do this, but at least three of the crew has dead parents. This is like a boat for orphans.
It kind of is a boat.
Toomey's father is dead. Ryan's father is dead. And Benny lost both of his parents. It is an orphan boat.
Wow. Kind of is.
I just thought that was interesting. And I felt like they all just go and talk about their dead parents.
They could start a support group just on the boat. Well, that's saying something.
Well, Ryan's not going to do anything. What's your next teabag?
Okay. Yeah, I don't eat fish. I'm like, this guy who said he doesn't eat fish.
I like steak,
On the boat for like 2 days now, and y'all have served nothing but fish, and this is the first time we're hearing that?
That is true.
That said, I don't care. Because Ryan is getting the trolling that we all have wanted to see.
No, it's true.
It made me question myself if I was a good person, how happy it made me when fucking Eunice, again, never met a Eunice who looks this beautiful in this room, but whatever. But
she asked for scrambled eggs.
And avocado. It wasn't just scrambled, it was like, and avocado.
It does make me a little happy are the people who broke Ryan.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, I guess I'll just cook what they fucking want.
Because he said, I'm going to go against my own rule. And I went, you're such a big man. Or you just fucking did what they want, because at the end of the day, y'all, you know who Ryan is? I just figured it out. I'm going to turn to you. Ryan, honestly, sometimes I was this way. I bet you were, too, in like elementary and middle school. Like, you were that kid saying, it was like,
I refuse to make food for other people.
No, either, you know, or a kid would be like, well, why do I need to learn math? I don't want to do that. I'm never going to use this in my life. Or there's something that you felt was useless that you were having to do in school.
I never felt that way.
And then, oh, that's true, because you
wanted. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to learn everything in school.
So was there ever any time, though, but I guess for me, it's like, I would say, oh, I know algebra. When am I going to use it? Well, I fucking would have to take the test and learn it and do it anyway because the teacher was in charge and I just had to fucking do it.
Right.
So, you know, I feel like as children, we all have those things. And we're kids saying, I don't want to do this. I'm not. You're going to fucking do it because someone said so and they're above you. These people are above him.
I think it's a combination of that and a chip on your shoulder arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of that overly confident kind of fake badassery, you guys, is exactly that. It's fake. He is a terrified little boy inside.
Yeah.
It is all fake. Everything he says to everyone else is the exact opposite about how he's feeling inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Again,
yes, yes.
I can have empathy for that. He will not make excuses about it. He is a piece of shit. I still think he might get kicked out by the end of the season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Jason is starting to see.
Yeah.
I mean, as Captain said, like, you know, just got to do what the guests want. We're here for the guests.
I think Jason is also, I think he has no patience for that kind of outlook on life. I only do a little bit.
I agree.
And he, yeah.
I agree. What's your next teabag, Pooh?
When Aisha said, "Wow, isn't that amazing? You gave the guests what they want and they're happy." Oh, yeah. I did enjoy that. My next one is Kareem. Or they kept calling Karim or something like that.
Maybe. I just kept calling you. I just wrote down.
Asshole.
Queen.
Yeah, queen.
That's all I wrote. Queen.
Queen.
Yeah, queen.
Besides him saying, "You burned my milk," I like it that he's not just an asshole to the staff. He's also an asshole to the other people who he's on a charter with.
Yes.
And he's like, when the woman came late, he's like, "You're 2 minutes late or 10 minutes late." She's like, "I would say it was 2 minutes." He's like, "Your 2 minutes was 10 minutes. The audacity of this queen.
And then to throw in, "You almost made me forget how terrible my garden salad was." Wow.
It is a new level of pettiness.
Oh, this bitch.
You're right. And I will say, the only thing that makes me feel good is, just like Ryan, it was nice to see him get his ass handed to him. Know that when these people go to bed at night, they are miserable. Remember that someone who is so awful to people, they're miserable.
Are they? Or do they even have the awareness to know they're miserable?
Oh, that's even worse.
Like, I kind of think, and I'll talk about that later. Y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow.
As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, okay, I want you to think about our fathers, how my dad, our dads, we both grew, well, our mothers too,
yeah,
but we worked some with our fathers when we were younger.
Yes, I had to work for my father.
Very same, very hardworking people.
Friend, you're going to go spread that hay over there,
yeah,
friend.
Exactly, do all that kind of labor
I'll
stuff.
Give you some allowance.
What would your father have said if you were working on a boat and in the middle of your shift, you just went fishing off of the back of the boat?
That was some shit.
My father would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? He would have come, like, if he would have yelled at me. He
I
would
think
have been
my
so
father
angry.
Would say, friend, we need to talk about value of hard work.
Oh, no, that's worse. That's worse. That's a lecture. I'd rather take yelling.
No, my father is the king of lectures. Friend, because here's the thing.
There are two types of fathers.
The key is, I brought you boys up to work hard. I had my brother, you know, he was given everything.
Oh,
and
no.
I swear, friend, that my boys weren't going to be like that. And my brother did that with his kids, too. And they're spoiled brats. And I knew I wasn't going to do that. Okay? So I do this because I love you. And there's no way to respond to this.
I would rather
you just
my
have to
just
sit there and take it.
And it's not, you shorten it. I'm sure it's a 10-minute
lecture.
Oh,
it's a 15-minute or 20-minute.
Oh, my God.
And there are different levels of how people should be brought up. And side stories. And rhetorical questions that never end.
You know what? Now I can understand.
Do you think that's okay if I would do that? Would you be okay with doing that? It's like he'd been taught by Cicero or something.
But that's kind of my thing with Benny. It's that, and this is a teabag later, but Benny, that, and Benny almost crashing the boat. Like as my dad said, Benny's got his head up his ass. That's what my dad... Like, this is a... I think there's... Benny has no business being on this boat.
He is unmoored. He is not grounded. That's a very nautical...
That's exactly
nautical,
a nautical term.
A nautical
term. At the nautical party.
Yes. The fact that it was called a nautical party...
Like, it wasn't even a specific theme. It was just nautical.
It was very Nozama costumes, too.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot
yes.
of those. And I think... Eunice had a slutty boat girl outfit that she got from Nozama.
You've had the same one. I think you almost wore that to San Diego.
I bought three different slutty Navy girl costumes.
You did.
And I chose the officer because I felt more drawn to it.
You know, we're still going to be traveling to other cities that potentially are military towns.
Maybe. One was called Sassy Sailor Girl.
There was,
and I'm still holding on to that one.
Yeah, I know you are.
I don't know why. There is a part of me that just finds it is so satisfying to me to wear a disgusting costume.
I know.
It's never a pretty costume or never a pretty dress. It's like the opposite of a drag queen.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I need to wear something gross.
Yeah, it's not good for the rest of us. It's unsettling.
I don't know why that says something about me.
Keeps Pepto in business and Pepto-Bismol in business to me.
True. It's true. That's what you were talking about. That
I was just basically
okay.
That was it. I mean, really, between that and the boat, again, this is not. I I think he needs to be off the boat because he's unsafe.
He's unsafe.
Like, I would not take a boat, go joy around the ocean. It's not, that's things you do when you're like young in your 20s and you're like, now that I'm adult, I know it's not the time for that.
All of this is a reflection of the grief he hasn't done. He's unhinged because he doesn't know where he fits in the world.
He doesn't.
And this is all kind of like dangerous self-destructive behavior. Like the next step for him would probably be like, if he wasn't on this boat, it'd probably be like drinking himself to death or something like that.
And I can understand Jason's frustration. Captain talks to him, or Jamie's frustration rather. Captain Jason talks to Jamie and says, you know, you've got, part of leadership is how to handle people differently. And he's right. Jamie comes at him sometimes too hard. But at the same time, I don't think Jamie is dealing with the constant childlike behavior Captain Jason isn't dealing with that constant childlike behavior that Benny's exhibit. Like, he's not having to deal with cleaning after. Benny feels like a wild monkey on the boat, just going around throwing
his shit at people.
Yes, exactly.
My next one is this kind of Aisha Ryan fight.
Ugh.
And what's interesting is, and it happened through the whole episode, but Aisha's even talking to Jamie, and she's like, I'm frustrated with Ryan that I don't know how to manage him properly. Because as a chief stew, I should almost be able to charm him like a snake charmer or something like that.
Yeah.
And he seems to fight her at every – even when she is trying to be so nice to him.
A snake charmer can't charm a wild boar.
That is a mixed metaphor, but it's true.
But it's true. He's not – yeah.
When she says, you know, how many, after he's been giving her, she's been giving him, saying, maybe you should just listen to the guest. And then finally she says, and the most cutting thing she's ever said to him, how many yachts have you worked on? And that's a very good question.
She actually didn't even say it. She didn't even say it in a bitchy tone. She said how many yachts have you had?
How many yachts have you worked on?
Yeah, it's in
and
her voice.
He has the nerve to say, that's like me asking you, how many toilets have you cleaned?
What a piece of shit.
So, y'all,
that's what he thinks about
there's
people.
There's no way to come back from that relationship.
No, how many vacuums have you pushed? So that's all your...
That's some classist shit.
That is... I'm sorry. This is not, I'm a sad boy because my dad died. This is, I think I'm a piece of shit. I feel like I'm trash. So I'm going to treat people like trash because that's how I feel.
It's awful. And anyway, so I think... By the way, and shockingly, Gabriella from Sailing Yacht were on the same on the same social media account for some reason. They were like taking pictures together, and I'm thinking, you need to stay away from him, honey. I could see you going for a guy like that. I don't think she and Wes are together anymore.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense though. Think about it.
He's a little too pure for her.
She's a little bit wild.
She needs a choking.
Yeah.
She's a little bit more poodle and less
But manny. He's awful. And I could see her going for someone like that, unfortunately.
Ugh.
Anyway, what's your next one?
You don't have a frother in all my years. Wow.
It's like someone just said, please pass the jelly during the Great Poupon.
He literally said, in all my years.
He did say in all my years.
Wow.
It's like the old woman from the Marx Brothers. Well, I never.
Now, I do agree with him. It's a pretty cheap thing to buy. Yeah. It's not a big... I was a little surprised that they don't have it.
I will also say that microwaving milk, you can definitely tell a difference. And I'm going to sound really snobby. Wow. But it is... You can... A steamed milk tastes very different than microwave milk.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
Because it tastes scalded.
Well, he said burned.
That's extreme, I think. I didn't want to talk about this. They're leaving, you guys, and I've never seen this before. I don't think so. I've never seen guests give extra tips to only a few crew members.
No. I mean, no, I've never seen that, but not even a few crew members, but to the entire crew except for two people.
For Bertini and...
Toomey.
And I don't know what the... Is it just that they didn't work with them?
Well, the thing is, it wasn't even that much money.
No.
Because later they all put their tips together and said, we're going to divide this. It was only $277.
But the level of pettiness.
They're giving people just an envelope, giving someone $20.
No. It was $207 a person, I believe.
No, it was total.
Oh.
It was $277. So it makes it even more petty. Literally, Eunice is just giving someone a fucking $20 bill in a goddamn envelope in front of other people to shame them. And so that's where I'm like, these people don't go home and feel like shit about themselves.
This is the kind of thing that karma takes care of.
These type of people, they're not thinking
about anybody.
If there's
any justice in this world.
Like, it's just...
And what's interesting is...
And poor Bertini, like, spins out about it.
You know what? I think I would feel like that, too. I can honestly, I understand exactly how she feels. Well, I'd feel that way too.
Well, Bertini gets emotional about it because, and she said, like, it's not even about the money. I think it's honestly, it's just the cruelty.
Yep. No, it's cruel. And I like to, that Captain Jason said, look, you are climbing up the ladder quicker than most. You're doing a great fucking job.
Well, and Jamie thinks that she's doing it. Like he said, I wish Benny could do. What Bertini, I give her a comment and she doesn't take it personal. It was that whole thing, like we saw Benny again, my next teabag was, what did you think of the whole, like, are we at the point where Jamie needs to not, it's like Jamie can't tease Benny at all.
No.
I don't feel like it's bullying.
You know what it is? It feels like Jamie sometimes treats him like a little brother.
Yeah, and, he does treat him like a little brother.
And Benny is so reactive to any type of that treatment. And he takes everything personal.
Oh my God. He is that friend. He is Robbie Wood, my cousin, who you never could tease or make. No, but I feel like everybody had that cousin.
Everyone knew Robbie Wood.
But no, but everybody, he's kind of a gross person now, actually.
Was he hot like some of your other cousins?
I don't think he was my Aunt Karen's son. I don't think he was cute.
Some of them were hot. I remember them.
I mean, some people thought Robbie was hot, but I don't think so. I think the women that... he cheated on his wife with thought he was hot. But whatever, I think they're fine now.
I don't know if you need to say that.
Whatever. I should edit it out. He's a preacher now. But loves the Lord.
Aren't they all?
I don't know. Anyway,
I love the Lord.
We'll edit that out. I'm going to look at the time code on that one. But no, it's this. I think that it's, but you know, didn't you have a cousin at Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever that you all
yes.
the other cousins
yes,
knew?
Yes, I did.
You couldn't tease them and make fun of them.
Unlike
they
you, I'm not going to name check them. But yes, yeah. I did.
Because it was you?
No, okay, it was a certain cousin of mine.
But you know, you always have.
I have weirdly a pretty thick skin about things like that. I have one last one, and it's another Aisha quote when she's talking to her boyfriend, Scott. And she's like, I'm not worried about us cheating. And she said, well, when you're living together in an ambulance and you see someone shit in a bucket, there's no real way you can do you know you're with them forever.
You still desire them.
Still desire them.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I just like, you're living together in an ambulance.
Shit, that's some love right there. All right, y'all, that is it for today. Remember, go to our Linktree link. That's where you can click on those live show tickets if you are a member of the pre-sale on Patreon and Supercast. We've already sent you the code. Those are available on Wednesday. And then on Friday, general seats will go on sale to the public. We're going to New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Tampa. We're very excited. Go to those. You know the drill. Go to our Linktree link on our Instagram. And until then, y'all, we'll see you next week. But until then,
Anchors a gay.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.